At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. See for yourself and sign up today. You'll get $365 in bonus bets when you bet just $1. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary with Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia, or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com and presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to NFL Week 3, the most dangerous week on the schedule. And why do I say that? It's because we know, or we think we know, just enough to be dangerous. We overvalue the 2-0 teams. We cast off the winless teams. We make some pretty strong assumptions about the validity of records, even though we're very early into the season. What's the line from Ted Lasso? It's be curious, not judgmental. That's the way you need to handicap Week 3. Find out why teams are where they are. Dig into those records. Dig into those two results rather than just making some knee-jerk judgments that can cost you come Sunday. And we're going to do that on this episode. And before we get started, we will remind you, too, that if this is your first time listening or if you've been with us all along, find a couple moments. Please rate and review the podcast, rate and review the Sharp 600. It allows us to expand our reach, talk to more sports bettors like yourself, and we appreciate that feedback. So if you have a second now or at the end of the show, jump on in there, give us a rating and review. All right, into the danger zone. That is NFL Week 3. We start with everyone's favorite game, Fade or Follow. We're bringing back our buddy Joe Osborne. And we had the segment last week. What do we call it? Go or No with Joe this week?
Yeah.
I'm going to call it, I'm feeling Say It Ain't Joe. I'm going to crank a little Weezer here. Rules are the same, however. I'm going to toss out some bets that I have, and Joe is going to fade one, and he's going to follow one. We're going to talk about that. And so far, our follow bets, the ones that we agree on, 2-0 after the Steelers covered on Monday Night Football. So good one here. A heavy chalk week in Week 3. And of course, these odds provided by Bet365 at the time of this recording. We're going San Francisco minus 10, Thursday Night Football. Philadelphia minus 5, Buffalo minus 6.5, and your Miami Dolphins minus 6.5. So give me one to follow here, Joe.
I'm going to follow my Miami Dolphins. There's a couple good ones in there.
Surprise!
I'm going to go with my Miami Dolphins. And here's a newsflash, though. I don't often pick the Dolphins to cover the spread. I try to stay away from them when it comes to picking a side. I pick a lot of totals in their games. But I do like them to cover versus the Broncos. A lot of big-time advantages in this one. Most notably, Miami's offensive line has been keeping Tua clean. Just one sack allowed so far this season. The least amount of pressure allowed so far this season, despite being blitzed against quite a bit. And this matches up very good against a Broncos team that's generating the second least amount of pressure so far this season. So I think it's going to be a clean pocket for Tua. They'll be able to zip up and down the field. And we have to talk about this Broncos defense as a whole. Obviously, they're having issues getting to the quarterback. A lot of people look at the Broncos and think, yeah, good defense. Not really. Go back last season. They've now allowed 27 or more points in 5 of their last 7 games. And the game situation favors Miami as well. It's their first home game of the season, playing in the early afternoon. The heat, the humidity, the Broncos going from one extreme of the altitude in Denver to that heat and humidity in Miami in the early time slot. And don't forget, the Vic Fangio revenge game against a team that fired him. Don't put too much into that, but hey, it's something.
Well, here is something. So in the offseason, Vic Fangio was supposed to be the guy for Sean Payton. He courted Fangio, wanted him to be the DC in Denver. He said, no, that's okay. I think I'm going to go spend my fall in Miami where it's much, much nicer. Oh, yeah. I will say from this defense, we saw scary two-way football against the Patriots the other week. And number 8 in EPA allowed per play in Week 2. If the Dolphins can get it going on both sides of the ball, this is a very tough team. As you mentioned, too, off 2 impressive road wins. This is their home opener. The Broncos just absolutely dropped the ball, and it was a very opportunistic start for them. They had Raiders. They had the Commanders, not two, you know, stellar teams at home early in the thin air where that affects teams more and more, and they absolutely crapped the bed. You mentioned the Broncos defense just giving up points to the Raiders and the Commanders. Now they take on this offense with Tua and Tyreek, hopefully Jalen Waddle on the field here. My power ratings, which are still a work in progress, but getting there. They were all right in week two. Pegged Miami closer to 9-point favorites here. Maybe a tick down if Waddle's not ready to go. But I like the Fins here under the key of a touchdown as well. All righty. Give me a break my heart, baby. What are you fading?
Well, it's the first week of the season where I don't truly hate one of these. And I won't be actually fading this team myself, but for the sake of this exercise playing this game, that I like the least is the Buffalo Bills to cover this spread. I think that they win, but I think it's going to be a close, low-scoring game versus the Commanders. And we've seen two very different games from each of these teams so far this season. The Commanders, they couldn't move the football versus the Arizona Cardinals at home. And then they absolutely lit up the Broncos and in Denver. Meanwhile, we know the story of the Buffalo Bills. They urinated all over themselves versus the Jets, and then they beat the living crap out of the Raiders there in week two. But I view the Commanders as kind of a similar version of the Jets, a pretty good defense, not so good on offense. But the Bills have trouble with the Jets since last season, a lot of close games there. So I think this is going to be a close one. Josh Allen maybe threw people off the scent in week two. Good game, bad game, good game, bad game. Maybe it's time for a bad game, a costly turnover potentially in the fourth quarter keeps this one close. So I'll go with the Commanders to cover that spread.
All right. I'm going to disagree with you here. My ratings were quite high on Buffalo here. This one pegged this game closer to 9. Maybe that's a little too much, but when you measure it up against the spread right now, we saw the 7 go down to 6.5. Washington 2-0, but undefeated against some bad teams. And this is a major step up in terms of competition on both sides of the ball here. Buffalo's defense, very good. Their offense can strike big. A big thing for me for this Washington offense and Sam Howell and his progression looked pretty good is that Logan Thomas, the tight end, likely going to miss this game with a concussion. He got laid out in week two, and that's a big loss for Sam Howell. So Logan Thomas has only played a game and a half. He is the second highest targeted receiver on this team. He is Sam Howell's safety blanket. Now, they can plug in some second-string tight ends there, but this Bills defense, notoriously good against defending tight ends, some great coverage linebackers. Washington also dependent on yards after the catch. Buffalo, a very sound tackling team, do not allow a lot of yards after the catch. I think they push Sam Howell out of his comfort zone, and I think they at least win this one by a touchdown. So give me the Bills under that key number of 7. All right, Team 600 teaser. We got so very close last week. What do you got here? Team 600 teaser.
Hey, I like the Dolphins so much to cover. Got to tease them down. I like them to win this one outright and cover the spread.
All right, I like that one. I'm going to do the same. I bet the Cowboys minus 12. I walk them down, get the minus 6 against Arizona.
Yeah.
All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. See for yourself. Sign up today. You'll get $365 in bonus bets when you bet just $1. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary with Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia, or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. Before we get to the two-minute drill with our guy Arthur DeCesar, my bets for Thursday Night Football between the New York Giants visiting the San Francisco 49ers, and these odds, of course, from Bet365 as of this recording. I took Niners minus 10. This was one of the first bets that I made of week three, knowing that the Giants were playing back-to-back road games and playing on a short week here on Thursday, an absolute situational spot that works against the G-men. I got this one minus 10 Sunday night. Now, then the Saquon news comes out. He's going to miss a few weeks with his ankle injury. This line ticks all the way up to San Francisco minus 11. Now, some pro groups came in and bought back the extra points on this, and I've marched this back down to 10. I feel pretty good about San Francisco at that key number, minus 10. Also took Deebo Samuel over 14.5 rushing yards. A big spread means a game script featuring a lot of running from San Francisco as they get up big and close this one out. And Deebo, always that Swiss Army knife. He had a very good game on the ground in week two, 38 yards on 5 carries. A lot of player projections and models out there calling for close to 20 yards rushing from him. And you can find this total 14.5 over under at Bet365. And San Francisco to score first, minus 170. I got to give a tip of the hat to my buddy and covers colleague Josh Inglis. He pointed this one out. The Giants have scored first in just three of their last 19 games. And then, of course, this 49ers offense, always looking good, right out of the chute, meticulously planned, scripted first drives from Kyle Shanahan. So I like the Niners to get on the scoreboard first. And if you want to take all these and package them together in a same-game parlay at Bet365, you can get Debo over 14.5 rush yards, Niners to score first, and then San Francisco, you can actually get alternative spreads. You can walk this down to -9.5 under that key number. You add them all up, it comes out to a +320 SGP at Bet365. 2 minutes real time with Arthur DeCesar of the Fame Las Vegas Superbook. Arthur, our Team 600 teaser. I'm not pointing any fingers here, man, but we've crashed and burned the last few weeks. I got Dallas -6. We have Miami -1.5. Take it home for us, buddy.
I take all the blame last week. The Bears are awful. Seattle, pick 'em at home. The Panthers are no good. Bryce Young might be hurt. Yeah. And I think Seattle found themselves last week.
Okay, that's a good one. All right, week three. Let's get a little update on Super Bowl futures here. Biggest climb, biggest fall.
They're both going to be from the same division. The Ravens, who were 25-1, are now 10-1. Bengals, who were one of the favorites, 7-1, 8-1, now 25-1.
Poor Joe Burrow.
Yep.
Yeah. We just have 2 weeks of results here. Give us a team that isn't as good as we think, and maybe one that isn't as bad as we think.
It could be the Bucs. The Bucs might be okay. Baker looks okay, and he's been connecting really well with Mike Evans. And I understand they're 0-2, but they had lofty goals. I don't know if the Vikings are any good, and we're going to find out a lot this week. Yeah. With that Charger game, Vikings go 0-3, or the Chargers. But one of those teams is out, probably.
That's going to be the most entertaining game. It's going to be crazy. Yep. We have 9-2-0 teams going into week three. Which team is going to be the last one to taste defeat in 2023?
So I think it's between the Niners and your Cowboys. Ooh. And I believe they play in week five.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lean Niners, but I think it's between those two. I lean Niners.
Dell may have something to say about that with his
team. Yeah, I know, I know.
Yeah. Week three spreads and totals. Give us the biggest line moves here. What's the action report for week three so far?
As far as the total goes, Broncos-Dolphins was 46.5, now 48.5. Mm-hmm. And money's been coming in on those Falcons. The Falcons opened 5, now 3.5 at Detroit. A lot of love for Atlanta.
All right. Our horn just went, but of course, we always like to stretch it a little bit. Thursday night football game. Give us a little action report on this one. Where have you moved?
Open 9.5, got as high as 10.5. Niners now 10. Total was 45.5, has creeped down to 44.5.
All right. Poor Saquon and your Giants. Rough bust there.
It's rough. Michael.
Yeah. Okay. Best bet for week three. Give it to us. And you got me with that hook on the Panthers. I had New Orleans -3. You got the 3.5 hook. All right, what do you got for week three? Rub it in.
Yeah, pays to get in early sometimes. I love Green Bay. That was a tough loss last week, but I'm going to lay just under the field goal. Green Bay -2 against a good Saints team.
Yeah, very, very good. All right, that is it. It concludes this episode of the Sharp 600 presented by Bet365. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Dell. Thank you, Arthur. Thank you for listening. And reminder to rate and review the Sharp 600 podcast when you get a second. We're going to be back next Wednesday with week four. But until then, good luck with your week three bets. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary. See for yourself and sign up today. You'll get $365 in bonus bets when you bet just $1. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary with Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Ohio, Virginia. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER in Colorado, New Jersey, Ohio, and Virginia, or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.